Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. We're just sitting here. I didn't even ask. It's Suppo, right?
Suppo, right.
All right. Tracy Suppo is the CEO of Book and Main. We're going to talk about that in a second. We were just having flashbacks. Listen, listeners of a right audience.
Right.
We are trying to remember the name of the two brothers who had like an 80s hair band, and they were the sons of a very successful, well-known heartthrob in the 60s whose last name was Nelson.
That would be Nelson. Yeah, Gunnar and the other Nelson.
Yes, Bob Kessler for the win. Oh,
but I only remember one of them.
Gunnar Nelson.
Gunnar Nelson, but there's another Nelson.
Yes. So who was the dad?
Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson.
Yeah. Yes.
I have a voice.
It.
Yeah, as he says, the late, great That's Ricky it. Nelson. You don't see Tracy doesn't have headphones on, so she doesn't know that in my ear is Bob Kessler, who is basically WGN's form of Google, and he knows all the right answers. Thank you, Bob.
It has to do with Nelson.
Anything? Yeah.
Well, maybe music.
I think you're pretty on target. I mean, that was quick.
That was amazing.
You came in very quick.
Well,
with
they
that.
Were pretty. I mean, I remember when Ricky Nelson died. That's when I first heard of him.
Well, yeah. I mean, so like to me. I'm only on the peripheral. So like for me, I loved 80s hair band stuff, but I was born in 84, so I was only getting into it like in the 90s, trying to be cool, and my cool flexing and vanity stats only went so far. And you've picked it up for me, so I appreciate it, Bob. All right, Tracy, you are here to talk about a company. This is not how we usually start it, but you know what?
It's awesome.
This is the
perfect.
New show. This is how we roll here.
That's perfect.
We will take this is going to be a great segue because honestly, people don't read enough.
True.
And I think there's a big reason for it. And like, I am a person now who, and not that this makes it right, I only get my basic news from Apple News. And
yep.
Occasionally, like, I have subscriptions to other things, business, you know, Bloomberg Business Week, whatever.
Yeah.
I no longer open links on social media. I don't trust it. I don't care. I don't, somebody's sharing it for a reason that I don't want to know about. I'm out on it. But I do think that books and things are not really being shared and people aren't really finding them because they're just getting like pop-up stuff like the news. And so they're not looking at stuff. And I'm sure people are like me. And so they have no place to go to get a book. I love Apple Books. I use it to listen to audiobooks on the way home.
Yeah.
I don't actually know how to pick books. I don't know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So when I saw what you guys were doing, I was like, oh, I should know about this.
Yeah.
And I think the world would too, because they would know who Ricky Nelson is if they read books. That's my thing.
It's got to be a correlation there some way to Ricky Nelson.
So here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I ate up a bunch of time talking about hair bands.
Totally.
And
cool.
So I'm going to have you do the pitch right
okay.
now.
All right.
And then we're going to go to commercial and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the actual company and all that jazz. Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. So here's the deal. You get 1 minute.
Okay.
Starting exactly now to tell me exactly what Book and Main is.
Great. So Book and Main solves the problem for how readers find books and authors find readers. We specialize in the romance genre, and there's a very specific reason. It is the number one grossing genre by far at over $1.4 billion. Number two is half that. Over 75 million Americans read romance, and it's estimated 2 to 3 times that globally, and 46% of romance readers read more than one book a week. And to your point, the average American has read 4 books in the past 12 months. So we've started
No
with,
way. I have to yeah. stop you. There's no way they read that many books.
That's, you know, that's the statistic, right? So
how about the guy in the White House? Continue.
Right?
Sorry.
Oh,
no
goodness.
Books.
Oh, goodness. But 46% of romance readers read more than one book a week. And so as you can imagine, as a romance reader, you know, you're not going to read 2 or 3 authors.
Yeah.
You're going to read hundreds yeah. of authors because you want that content. But romance readers are also very specific about what they want. And there was no way to go onto any platform and say, and this is, I'm just making up, a single dad, fireman, vampire romance, and get it. You would
yeah.
get anything with those titles, you would never get the actual book that featured that story.
Unfortunately, if you wrote that in the Google search engine or other search engines, you would end up with something else.
Yeah, it's funny. Our promotions manager, actually, because I use that example
yeah.
all the time, she's like, our official new hashtag is single dad, fireman, vampire. So anyway, we might use that somewhere.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else there.
No,
I'm glad you stuck with the...
No,
I'm glad you kept it PG
no,
here on a Saturday morning.
100%. We are an 18-plus site, but I'm keeping it PG. So we had this idea to really introduce the content first and foremost, be able to search by content. And so authors do that through what are called bytes. And those are excerpts that the author uploads and then attaches up to 5 keywords. And there are more than 350 genre-specific keywords that they can choose from. A reader comes on, they get exactly what they want. They get a results, you know, of full of bytes. They jump right into the writing. If they like it, they can click through and buy from their favorite retailer. We launched in November of 2017. We have just over 46,000 registered users in over 150 countries.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back because I got questions for you galore. Okay,
awesome.
This is Scott Catoon. You're listening to WGN Radio AM 720. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me, Tracy Suppo, CEO of Book in Maine. She just did her pitch, which I apologize. Normally, I let people run straight through it, but she left so many good opportunities for jokes. And I haven't been on the show for so long that I couldn't help myself. If anyone has any questions or confused by the pitch or whatever, where can they go first off just to get on this platform and to learn about it?
Okay, so Book in Maine is our company. Yep. The product, the platform is Book in Maine Bytes. So bookinmaine.com. That's our corporate site. Book in Maine Bytes is the platform where romance readers and authors come together.
Okay, very cool. And then we'll get into the crowdfunding piece of that, which, by the way, in case you guys don't know, she is raising capital right now from people like your fine selves who can not only use the product that she has created, but also invest in her growth at Republic. It's republic.co. And in her case, I'm guessing it's republic.co/bookinmaine.
Yes.
Exactly. I've been You're partners good. With them a long time, so I have the general sense of what Ken's doing over there. So you guys check that out, and it's got all the information about the things I'm about to ask. So one part of this, from my perspective, is always about the founder, and that's just like getting a feel for who the person is. The second thing I like to know is, like, as a customer, a would-be customer, can I relate? And I'm sort of weird. I play well on the show because I'm into a lot of things but not really obsessed with anything and just sort of all over the place. Excuse me. But what the benefit that it serves for me is that if I can't find my way into the head of someone who would use your product, I struggle. And it's like, I know I'm not like the everyman guy, but like, I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
And I you check 2 boxes so far. So the third one then, of course, is the most important for those with money. And that is, how can I make it back?
Sure.
I want to understand the profit model. If I'm a person who's a pretty good listener and has heard a lot of pitches, my initial assumption was that there's going to be a referral or affiliate fee that's paid to you by the authors for selling books, and because they're basically putting pieces of the book out right out in front of you. Is that correct?
It is, but it doesn't come from the authors. It actually doesn't affect the authors at all.
Okay.
It comes from the retailer. So whether it's Amazon,
yeah, so
Apple
it
Books,
yep, got you.
You know, Audible, Kobo, Barnes & Noble.
Those are the ones who have blood on their hands.
Yep,
it's not you. No, as a contributor,
it doesn't affect our reader. It doesn't affect our author. That comes from the retailer.
Okay. I guess, again, I kind of compared it to Mashable. Very similar. They have lots and lots of Amazon.
It's all affiliate. Yeah,
so it's on Jeff Bezos. He's got plenty.
He's good.
But there are other ways to make money, and you do that. How?
So we have 2 other ways in which we monetize. One is through advertising. We have advertising in our newsletter right now. We are also building ways in which to advertise on the site, but we are very thoughtful about our advertising. Yep. To us, everything has to be a win-win, including the advertising. It has to be a win. Obviously, if we're earning money, it's a win, right? That's an easy win. But how does it win? How is it a win for the author, and how is it a win for the reader?
Yep.
It has to create value for the reader. It has to be a beautiful experience for the reader. And for the author, it has to really hone in on them, reaching new readers,
and
not
then,
just trying to reach their own readers that have been suppressed.
And then I'm going to go back to this in a second, but then in the next piece, it's a subscription for
authors.
Excuse
me. Yeah. The third one is subscriptions. So we have been transparent since day one that this is a paid platform for authors.
Yep.
It'll always be free for readers. We have not implemented paid subscriptions yet, $9 a month, $99 a year, and we're rolling that out at the end of the summer.
Okay. I've got 2 things. And if you want to go back and forth with me here, just one of them is just an idea. And the other part is I say this to everyone in the media space. We as a group have to get away from feeling ashamed to charge people.
Yeah.
The idea that, like, one, authors are benefiting, so they should pay.
Absolutely.
I think that readers probably shouldn't pay because they don't have to pay.
Agreed.
But I think that as a community, the media people have just like voluntarily taken a step back from making money. And the reality is I'm creating a lot of volume and a lot of value for my authors, and I'm not afraid to charge them. So I hope that as you pitch this in the future and you talk to these people, like, I'm charging you.
Yep.
I'm charging you $100 a year for what you should make thousands on.
And that's why we've been transparent since day one.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, so, you know, in any startup, you launch your MVP. and our MVP did not have forward-facing analytics for the author. So how can I expect an author to pay when they don't know that ROI? That was a really key component. And so we did think that we were initially going to launch with subscriptions after 30 days. And we decided to hold off for a very particular reason. We wanted the author to understand what their ROI was on the platform, and we wanted to have that forward-facing. But as time went on, the readers and the authors were like, we want this, and we want this, and we want this, and we want that. And so we made the choice to hold off on revenue and to hold off on that revenue model to really make the platform and the engagement everything it could be. I'm 100% with you, right?
Not like, pushing back on when you make it, but just make it.
And that's why we've been forward about it. Like, if any author dashboard, it says, here's the subscription information.
So you teed this up perfectly for me. The next part of this is you talked about the analytics. And so one of the things that I think has been, I was going to say a blessing and a curse, but it's really not. It's just the way things bounced with Medium.
Yeah.
The way that they made metrics and things available, I think, was profound for authors. And it's what drove them all to them. And now it's a whole nother story we don't need to get into. Your setup, I assume, based on what you just said, for analytics and for data and very heavy data play, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Back end for us as well in terms of knowledge and information for our authors beyond just the metrics of what they're seeing. There's a lot of data in terms of trends, what readers are searching for. You know, that's a big play. Romance is very nimble, and there might be something that all of a sudden it's all about bad boys. All of a sudden it's all about cowboys. All of a sudden it's all about single dads, and there are trends, right? We can see those coming.
So here's my my two cents on what I would recommend, and I don't take it or leave it or push back. I mean, you know more about this than I do. One, I'm assuming that the click-through rate on your stuff is at least somewhat decent because people have to read. Like, that's if it's like an Instagram-y type feel, and they have to read.
Yeah, so
assuming that they scroll, that's an assumption that's fair.
So the average author that has an affiliate account, their conversion rate is typically between 1% and 3%, and our average is 7%. So we're three and a half times the average author conversion, and we believe it's because it's not through a teaser ad or through a blurb, which doesn't tell you anything about the writing, right? The blurb just tells you the storyline and probably gives away some spoilers. When you get right into the writing, you can see if you're connecting with that writing. It's a completely different experience. And so we believe that the reader is that much more engaged, and that's why the conversion is that much higher.
So I think, and some of the people in the privacy world might like start texting bad things to me here, but my personal feeling, and like the, especially with us in podcasts, what the advertising thing is, you can find a strategic advertiser that can pay to be in my show for the whole year. They're not going to have great return on these things unless it's every single, you know, every day for every week of every month for every year for a while until it like ingrains in people. I think that for you, if this were me trying to build a revenue model, I actually really love what you've done with the analytics side of this. I would actually charge a baseline subscription to my authors and then upcharge them the ability to target people internally, not an ad, but like just make sure that you run analytics closer to the like right people.
So
they can pay to get in front of people who like the firemen.
Exactly. Well, so the $9.99, the $9 a month, $99 annual fee is for our basic subscription, right? Once we have, you know, In the startup world for us, it's all about time and money. And so we have a product roadmap of over 400 bits of functionality that we want to bring to the front.
Yep.
It's all about building it. But absolutely, it's about taking... So right now in any other platform, an author, right, has to pay to just reach their readers, already just reach their followers. Yep. Our goal, if an author posts, they're going to reach their readers, right?
Yep.
What they can pay for is to reach readers that don't know about them, don't follow them, but read what they write.
Correct.
That's the key.
That's where you go from. If it's 1% to 2%, you guys are 7%. This gets you closer to 14%. That's the sell.
And we just really believe that the whole paid versus organic reach paradigm just is a win-lose combination.
I agree. That's why I said the advertising, I think, you know.
And it's a lose for the reader too.
Oh,
because
totally.
They're not seeing the authors that they have already clicked a like, and they want to see that stuff. And then the only thing that they're seeing from that author is the ad. That's just a really bad experience.
I totally agree with you. That's why I say there are times for us, we waited, I think I'm at 5 years of the podcast before we started monetizing it. Cause there was no point.
Yeah.
Like I was going to do a disservice to everybody. Whereas now I can here are my strategics that everyone has said that they like. And so we're just going to put them in.
Yeah.
I love what you're building here. I think it's really cool. Talk real quickly. You got about a minute. Talk about the capital raise, the next steps, the growth area.
So we just, there were, you know, the first milestone on Republic obviously is 25K per SEC,
right? You're over 50 now, right?
We're now over 50, yep. And our next goal is 300. When we hit 300, well...
Why not? Yeah.
Well, when we hit 300, we have an investor committed at 100.
Okay.
So offline at 100. So that's our next big hit, and our next big push is to 300. And we're going to be introducing some new perks also probably end of the month, early July.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What do you think are the most important things to spend money on right now?
For us?
Yep.
Development and customer acquisition, period.
Like development meaning like talent, hiring people on? Or are you
no,
looking to
we,
just build
we have an amazing team. So we have, there are actually 18 people that work with Book in Maine.
Oh, nice.
We have people that work far more hours than we pay them for. They are super committed, proud of what we're building, love what we're building. And we just, we really do have an amazing company culture. And It's been remarkable in that sense. My partners, our dev team is all in Asheville, North Carolina. We have, like I said, we have over 400 items on our product roadmap, and we just need to get these things built because we have ideas that don't exist on any other platform. Not even just books.
Yeah.
Any other platform to really help the reader and really help the author connect. You know, it's such a flooded market.
I agree with you. I think
so. It's really about dev. And customer acquisition, getting more readers. I'll just say the one last thing. 90% of romance readers are not involved in the social media world of romance. They're on Facebook, but they're not involved in that group. Those are the ones that we need to reach, and that's why customer acquisition is so important.
I think you're on the right curve here. Not that I need to validate that. People are getting tired of the everything for everybody social thing. They want their
Couldn't
own. Kind of, that's the reason everyone was blown away, I think, with the IPO Pinterest. You're like, holy cow, people still use it. Like, yes, they do. And those who do use it a lot. The other thing I really like, I just want to give kudos to you on building this, because as I said at the beginning of this, there's kind of three pieces you look for: the founder, the actual product itself, and then sort of like how you make money. Going back to the original and the founder, very few people seem to understand when you're working to start a company, and really forever in a company, not just the start of it. The hope is that you find good talent. And adage I always use is hire 5 people, work them like 10 people, pay them like 8 people. If you can do that, you'll be in good. Sounds like you're doing it. So
my co-founders, my partners, our team, nobody does this alone. Nobody does this alone. And if your team, if you don't have the right team, I have the best team.
Well, very cool. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show. We want to make sure that people know exactly where to go to follow you, of course, and learn more about the investmentrepublic.co/bookandmaine. Where do they go to follow you?
And on everything, we are Book and Maine. So LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram.
Go to Book and Maine.
Go to Book and Maine. Yeah. Go to bookandmainebytes.com. Yep. And we're iOS. We're native to iOS, Android, actually Kindle Fire, so the Amazon App Store as well, or web.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.